of Martha's thoughts.
The voice of Martha's thoughts, all right. There's probably nothing, huh?
No, no, there's a... it relates to one of the videos that we show.
Are you going to do any more film work?
That depends on what kind of a budget I can get to do it. I've got an appointment with Paramount either the end of this week or the beginning of next week to tell them about an idea I have for a film.
Hey, you know, 200 Motels is playing here in Long Beach coming up on the 15th.
You know, it's available on home video in Europe through Warner Brothers.
In Europe?
Yep.
Oh, how about here?
I don't know. I just heard from the fan that it was available on home video through Warner Brothers in Europe.
And you just found out about it kind of the long way, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, so...
I don't own any of the rights to it.
Oh.
It was originally shot for UA.
So are you going to get anything from Warner Brothers for that? Or
I tend to doubt it. I mean, you know,
yeah.
To get anything from Warner Brothers, you have to take them to court.
Uh-huh. So you said that only 2% of your recorded output, what you have on tape, has been released.
Right.
Is that because of financial reasons or something else?
Well, it's a combination of... So you got to understand that I'm completely self-financed. If I put out an album, I raise the capital to make the album, and when it's distributed, the deal that I have with Capitol right now is they press it and ship it. They don't do any promotion. They don't pay me for it. And if an album sells, then the profit that goes to me is not only the artist's share, but the record company share. Minus what it costs to make it, minus what it costs to press it, minus what it costs to do the album cover, and all the rest of that ongoing stuff.
Ongoing, yeah.
I've been fortunate that I've been able to make enough money off each project to do another one, but certain projects are more expensive than others, and without outside financing, you simply can't do them. You'll get a rough idea of the volume of material that's unreleased when you see that shot in the tape wall on the basement tape on Sunday night.
Oh, good.
You know, what they show you in that particular shot is only one aisle, one of about a dozen aisles in the vault. And it's crammed with tape.
So you've got a box set of your first five releases coming out, though. Or it's out now, and you'll have more each year, another set each year.
We're going to do a box every year.
Because all those originals are all long since out of print now, right?
Right. If you wanted to buy an original copy of Freak Out, for example, and you could find it, it would cost you anywhere from $40 to $100, depending on what kind of condition it was in.
$40 to $100, really?
Yeah, and that's... And the box that we're selling is $100, and it's got the five original Verve albums plus the mystery disc with unreleased material on it and a 32-page book. And, you'll see it on the basement tapes. And we're in the vault. We do a little thing where I show that to everybody.
What made you do this basement tapes thing?
I didn't see any reason not to.
Did they approach you about it?
Yeah.
Oh. So all this media publicity blitz that you're doing right now, is that to promote your new record or also to create more awareness about all this hoo-ha going on in Washington?
Well, basically, if I wanted to devote my life to this, I could probably do 10 interviews a day. You know, I don't do all the ones that come in. And if there is a media blitz, it's because the media blitzes me. I didn't go out there and ring everybody's doorbell and say, hey, please talk to me.
True, true. How do you view interviews? What do you think of them?
Well, it's real as far as human nature goes, it's a very unnatural situation. But, since I've been doing them for about 20 years, I certainly know how to do them.
Uh-huh.
I know what to expect from what comes out.
How do you view the press in general?
As individuals, most of them are okay people, but the problem with the information getting to the public is that the editorial viewpoint of all of these publications, television stations, and radio stations is controlled by the person who owns the broadcast property or the publication. And so nothing will ever go out on the air or into print that doesn't meet with the political approval of the guy who owns the publication. So what you've got now in the United States with all these media barons buying up everything, there's a narrowing of your options for dissent and optional points of view. I mean, Rupert Murdoch certainly has one special Rupert Murdoch kind of a point of view, and he's interested enough in the information business in the United States to take up U.S. citizenship and buy up even more stuff. And you got Ted Turner and a few other, you know, big guys that control big blocks of information channels that go to the American people. That's why you believe that the United States is now in a very right-wing mood.
Well, you might be interested to know that this newspaper that I'm on, the Union here, is the quote-unquote alternative newspaper. It's not the journalism department. This is a paper that's open to any student who's motivated enough to write for it, so it's fairly liberal and open to things.
Well, the only problem with liberalism, the way I see it, is that, especially if you think of Democrats as being liberal, they're trying to please so many different little special interest groups that they wind up standing for nothing. They don't want to step on anybody's toes, you know. And I think that the real way to do it, and this is only my personal opinion, is you have to look at things from a common sense standpoint. And if you try and actually stand in the middle and see what's flailing away on the right and on the left, you'll see that periodically there are accurate statements made by both extremes, but very seldom. And the real way to go is neither of those two ways. You know? Things ought to be more oriented toward common sense. But common sense gets thrown out the window when you have people with extreme right-wing points of view owning large blocks of media. And it also goes out the window when you have the Democratic Party, who really, they don't know what the fuck they stand for, so they're going around trying to raise money by kissing ass to every little special interest thing, and then winds up neutralizing itself. And because it does that, the right-wing element in the country walks all over any semblance of liberalism, and common sense loses out altogether. Common sense stays home.
Stays home. Hey, do you remember this interview you did a while back with Happening Magazine? It's the Orange County. Oh, yeah.
I don't think I ever saw it.
Oh, you never saw it?
Yeah, but I think I remember the guy.
Oh, yeah. Because it was in three installments, and I remember the last one the best because it got real weird, and then at the end of it, you said, "But ultimately, I'll do this." Click, and there went the tape. And you wouldn't give him the tape back for a while.
Right.
And then,
he was a dork.
Yeah. So they printed it, apparently, I guess, just like it occurred, just like it happened, with the click and at the end of the interview.
That's great.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Yeah,
I mean,
so...
He was really a sad case. I mean, he was so bogus when he came up here, and then after, you know, going back and forth about having the tape and everything, I think he actually kind of saw the light after a while, and, you know, what he said and what he had done really was stupid. And I wasn't trying to do anything to hurt him as an individual, but, you know, I fight for common sense.
Yeah, it went on about furthering his career and all that, and using people.
That's what most people in rock journalism do, though. I mean, let's face it, I don't know how much of that slew you actually read, but the intellectual level of it is really down there. Meyer, and the real thing that's going on is the guy who's writing it is trying to build up his own reputation as a writer, and usually it's the easiest way to do that is to tear down the reputation of the person that you're interviewing. And it's a pretty predictable formula, and you can usually smell those guys coming a mile away. And there's no reason why, if you're an entertainer, you should allow these specimens to piss on your shoe.
Yeah.
You know, make them smell the glove. Why not?
So Dweezil's going to pursue a career in music, isn't that right?
He's not going to. He is.
He is already. Are you going to have him on any of your records in the future?
He's already been on one.
Which one's that?
Them or Us.
Oh, Them or Us. Oh, okay.
And he's, EMI is releasing a CD of live concerts. And he's on that.
Hmm. Now, how about the other two kids that we don't hear too much about, Amit and Diva?
Well, they were down here hanging out all yesterday evening while we were videotaping the show. They weren't photographed, but...
You mean the MTV?
Yeah.
How old are they?
I think Amit's 11 and Diva's 6.
And now, how old is Dweezil and Moon?
Moon's 18, Dweezil's 16.
Okay, and I think they're answering the phones right now, aren't they?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And how old are you now?
44.
44. All right. So how long have you been married?
Since 1967.
Oh, 67. Well, congratulations for...
The second one, the first time was for about 5 years.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, with a year off.
Oh. Well, thanks for spending so much time with me.
Okay, I hope you got it right.
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
And look forward to seeing the basement tapes.
Yeah, you'll get a laugh out of it.
All right. Thanks, Frank.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That whole thing yesterday. So, yeah, it'll be on Sunday, I think.
Oh, so you're not on, huh?
No.
You probably didn't want to be on anyway, right?
Nope.
No. Hey, do you remember, let's see, a babysitter named Patricia... I forget her last name.
A babysitter named Patricia.
Yeah, a while back when you guys had a crocodile.
No, I don't. We did have an alligator, though, here.
Oh, okay, an alligator. Well,
yeah.
Same difference.
Yeah, really.
Well, because one of my friends at school here told me about the alligator. I guess he knew the babysitter, and so I heard about your alligator.
Yeah, we had an alligator, and my uncle broke its neck trying to... how long it was.
Broke its neck?
With a ruler, you know.
Oh, God.
Stretched it out the length of the ruler. That was really tragic.
Hey, do you have a cousin named Rhonda Zappa?
Rhonda?
Yeah.
That I know of.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's Rhonda. Oh, because someone, well, yeah, there was a Zappa person at my high school.
Really?
A while back, yeah.
We're probably distantly related, but, I don't know. She wasn't at her house for Thanksgiving, so...
Oh, why, do you have big family gatherings?
No, they're pretty small, actually.
Oh, did you have your grandma over?
She was away visiting other cousins.
Oh.
But, yeah, aunts and uncles, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. So how's school?
How is school?
Yeah.
I study acting now.
So oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're not really into music?
No, not really.
Oh.
Yeah, you can tell now. Yeah, that's what I do.
You want to be in movies, huh?
Yep.
Or theater?
Mostly, I think, film. Television doesn't interest me at all, but theater, maybe. But I'd also probably like to direct.
Oh.
Yeah. Yep, and maybe write a little, but not for a while.
No?
No.
Why not?
Because... I don't know. I think that I have to wait a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you gonna do any more records with your dad or?
Maybe, probably with Dweezil.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, maybe do something, you know, under an alias. So.
Under an alias.
Yeah.
You got any good aliases you want to tell me?
Oh God, no. I don't have any now.
Oh, I had one. I just used it. Just once for the paper here. Surreal.
Surreal, that's great.
You like that one?
Yeah, it's really
all right.
Cute. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, we've had all kinds of weird pseudonyms on this paper. Like this guy who reviewed your dad's albums a while back.
Uh-huh.
He went under Elmer Glue.
Oh, that's cute.
Elmer Glue, I liked that one.
That's cute.
We've had Jack Shit and all kinds of things.
Uh-huh. Funny. Cute. Yeah, I do a character voice called Mrs. Luber. That's how I answer the phone.
Miss Luber?
Mrs. Luber.
That's how you answer the phone?
I don't like this. Yes, hello? The scary character.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
You sound much older doing that.
Yes. She's a senile old bat.
Kind of like Lily Tomlin's.
Yeah, a little. Yeah, like Lily Tomlin's.
So is Dweezil still on the phone?
Yeah, did you want to talk to him?
Yeah, not to be rude,
oh,
but...
that's fine. Hold on for a sec, okay?
All right. My name's Mitch.
Hi.
How you doing?
Pretty good. Where are you from?
I'm from Garden Grove, actually. But I'm at Long Beach right now.
Uh-huh.
I'm at the Union newspaper here at school.
Uh-huh.
At Cal State Long Beach.
Uh-huh.
And I just did an interview with your dad.
Really?
Yeah, I was really excited.
That's cool.
Yeah. So he was a pretty nice guy.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah. So how do you like answering the phones?
Oh, so much fun.
Really? Get a lot of nice people?
Yeah, there's a lot of nice people calling in.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, what have you been doing playing lately?
I've been rehearsing a bunch of tunes. I'm playing with Scott Tunis from Frank's band, the bass player.
Oh, yeah?
And getting ready to look and see if we're going to be able to make an album.
You and Scott?
Yeah.
Anybody else?
I'm not sure who we want to use for drums. We're probably going to be looking into that real quick.
Hmm. Are you going to start a band, or this is just a record project?
Yeah, probably a band type situation. I want to get into films, too.
Oh. How so, in films?
Acting, and probably, you know, later scoring films. That'd be fun.
Oh, yeah? How'd you like playing on Them or Us?
I thought that was fun. I was not so pleased with the way it turned out, but...
Oh, yeah, why?
I just didn't like the way I played on it. What happened was Frank, you know, I did about 3 or 4 solos for each tune, and he spliced them together and made his own solos.
Oh, wow.
And, I don't know, I just didn't like what I played overall. I mean, I thought, like, stuff that didn't get recorded was a lot better.
Hmm.
But I had fun, because I played with him a couple times live on the tour.
So, oh, you did?
Yeah.
At the Palace?
Yeah, I played at the Palace.
Really? Oh, wow. I went one of those nights, but I didn't. Not that night, I guess.
I played at the Universal Amphitheater, too.
Hmm. When's his next tour?
I don't know. He's thinking about touring soon. I'm not sure. I couldn't give a date because I'm not sure what he's really going to end up doing.
Yeah.
He's real busy lately.
Yeah, I know. I could tell. He's popping up all over the place, like Comedy Tonight and then that Richard Belzer radio show.
Yeah.
MTV and
everything. You just did a segment of the basement tapes. That'll be on probably next week or the week after.
Yeah, it's on Sunday.
Huh.
This Sunday. Yeah, he was talking about that. Him and Martha Quinn.
He kept calling her Nina.
Oh, he did? On purpose?
Yeah.
Oh.
That was pretty funny.
So who do you like to listen to?
Everybody. I'm a real fan of guitar players in general, so I just pick up anything that has a guitar player on it.
Yeah.
So I listen to anybody, but I have favorites, you know, in every kind of, you know, field of musician. I like Warren DeMartini from Rat.
Oh, yeah.
He's great. I'm a real big fan of his, and I like Alan Holdsworth.
Oh, right. Yeah, Chad plays with Alan, huh?
Yeah, and I like Joe Perry from Aerosmith.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think he's really good.
How do you like Adrian Belew?
I don't like his playing all that much.
Yeah.
I like his vocals.
Yeah, he's a good singer.
He did with Frank.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I liked when he sang on City of Tiny Lights.
That was really good.
Yeah.
And, Yeah, but he wouldn't get off.
Who would?
The one guy on 7.
People don't want to leave?
What was I going to say? Let's see, who else? There's a bunch of people I can't think of at the moment.
Hey, hold on just a second. I'm going to get rid of a call waiting, all right?
Okay.
I'll be right back. Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, still you. Okay, just a sec.
No.
Okay. So what kind of guitars do you like to play?
I like Charvels.
Oh, yeah?
That's what I've been playing. I like Stratocaster kind of body.
Did your dad give you a guitar for Christmas or something?
Well, when I was 6, he gave me a guitar.
Yeah?
And I never played it until I was like 12.
Oh, yeah?
And
Well, yeah, I guess when you're 6, it's kind of tough, huh?
Yeah, I fucked around with it, but I never played anything that sounded like music, so, you know. So, for a while, I experimented with every kind of guitar, because I have, like, 6 or 7.
Yeah.
And I have, a Flying V that I used to play all the time that I can't play at all now.
Why?
I can't.
You're just not used to it anymore?
Uh-uh.
Oh.
So it's just kind of sitting around and selling it, maybe.
So do you work? Do you have a job?
No. Because I'm 16. I don't even drive.
Oh, you don't drive yet?
No.
Oh. Moon drive?
Yeah.
Huh.
Moon's been driving for a year. She's 18. She didn't get a license until she was 17.
I didn't either. It sucks. So what kind of car does she have?
She has a Subaru.
Subaru, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What do you want?
What do I want?
What kind of car, yeah?
I'm probably, I'm partial to the fast kind of cars. Even though I don't like to drive fast, I like the way they look, like Ferraris.
Okay.
But I'll probably end up with a BMW.
Oh, gosh. Settle for second best, huh?
Yeah. So, that's what I like BMWs, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, so,
All right, well, maybe I'll let you talk to somebody else now, I guess.
Okey-doke.
But, hey, I'll look forward to seeing you in concert or something sometime.
Okay.
Maybe a record soon.
Yeah, probably. I'm sure you'll hear more stuff about it real soon, because, it's going to be depending on, what we can, if we can get studio time real soon. So.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so.
Don't you play in your dad's studio?
Yeah, but he's always in it.
Well, is he in there all night?
Uh-huh.
All night, huh?
Mm-hmm.
When does he sleep? In the afternoon?
Sleep? He doesn't know the words.
Boy, I don't either lately because I got finals coming up.
Oh, that's terrible. I hate that kind of stuff. That's why I got out of school.
Really? Oh. Mm-hmm. You're not in school anymore?
Nope. Neither's Moon.
What?
Neither's Moon.
Really? Why?
We just took the proficiency. We got out.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So you're out of high school?
Uh-huh. I hated it.
Yeah?
I didn't understand it.
Didn't Why?
Have time to play guitar.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So.
How about the people?
Oh, I hate the people more.
More?
And I hated the teachers. teachers. I mean, I don't...
Really?
I don't have
fun. Why? Did people give you shit at school?
I just hated everything about it. There's too many, too much drugs and all that.
And the cliques.
Yeah, I stay far away from that. But I learned privately, I take Japanese as a foreign language.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow. Did you ever take guitar lessons?
Not really. Steve Vai showed me a couple chords once.
Yeah.
About it. I don't even formally read music.
Yeah.
So I
don't either. I play bass, but I can't read.
I learned strictly by ear, you know. Ever since I heard Van Halen's, he really got me. I said, hey, that sounds fun. So I said, yep.
Did your dad show you any licks?
Yeah, after a while, after, you know, he wanted to see what I could accomplish on my own.
Oh, yeah.
He said, well, it's sort of progressing, so I'll teach him this. And then a couple weeks later, wow, maybe I'll teach you this. So I learned a bunch of stuff.
So how do you get along with your brothers and sisters?
Oh, we get along great.
Yeah?
Yeah, no problem.
All right.
Yeah, it's good. I always go everywhere with my sister.
With Moon or?
Yeah. And Diva's too small to go anywhere with right now.
Oh, yeah. How about Amit?
He's okay. He's kind of arbitrary, but...
Arbitrary?
Yeah.
What do you mean arbitrary? He's optional?
The way he behaves.
Oh. All right.
Okay.
Thanks for talking.
Yeah.
All right, take it easy.
Okay.
See ya.
Bye. Hello, you've reached 818-something, the official friend Zappa hotline. This is Mrs. Luber. If you are calling to request a Z-Pack, it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. Please send $1.50 and a self-addressed envelope to cover postage and handling to Z-Pack, P-A-C, Box 5265, North Hollywood, California, 91616. The Z-Pack is the information on braiding the rock and roll. Frank Zappa will appear on MTV Basement Tapes with Martha Quinn on Sunday, December 8th at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Los Angeles Time. Please check your listings to be sure. For those of you in Toronto, Canada, Frank Zappa will be on New Music on December 14th from 8 to 9 p.m. And that will be repeating on December 15th at 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. Now, that'll again be repeating throughout Canada for the next 2 weeks after that, so please check your local listing. On the USA cable, Nightflight will be repeating Porn Wars on Friday, December 6th, and on Saturday, December 29th. Again, check your listing. If you're calling to place an order from Bosco Swill's catalog, please call back during office hours, which are from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Los Angeles time. We will be featuring a special guest message over our phone soon, so please listen for it. Bye-bye. Have a very happy holiday season.
Richard?
Hi, you've reached 818 Pumpkin, the official Frank Zappa hotline. Frank Zappa's Inca Rose will be on the USA cable on Night Flight on December 27th between 12 and 1 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please check your local listings to be sure. On December 28th, Frank Zappa's Porn Wars will air from 3 to 3:30 a.m. on Night Flight. Again, that is Eastern Time, so please check your local listings. Frank Zappa will be on National Public Radio's Weekend Edition on December 28th. It will air in Los Angeles on KCRW-FM between 8 and 10 a.m. Please call NPR for details in your area. In Los Angeles only, Frank Zappa will be on Spoolbeat on Channel 9 with Roberta Weintraub on Sunday, January 5th, 1986, from 9:30 to 10 p.m. Right now, I'd like to introduce Moon, Weasel, and Audit to sing a little jingle for you. La 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 la.
Records wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a healthy New Year.